സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. We have completed the second chapter of Upadesha Sahasri titled Pratishedha Prakaranam. I said another name in the last class, Atma Jnana Prakaranam, but we can call it as Atma Jnanotpatti Prakaranam, not Atma Jnana Prakaranam, but Atma Jnanotpatti Prakaranam. Now, we are going to enter the third chapter known as Ishwaratma Prakaranam. This chapter is also a small chapter. Swamiji says, Ushimulaha chapter. Ushimulaha, you know, small mirchi, that is very small but very pungent. Umba kaarama irukum. The whole Upadesha Sahasri is like that. Each chapter is small, small chapter. In four slokas, you know how Pratishedha Prakaranam, Atma Jnana Utpatti is possible by negation. Neti, neti, iti. So very powerful teaching. Similarly, this chapter also, only with four sutras, four mantras, or four verses. But there, Acharya, Shankaracharya, quotes the Upanishadic mantras here and brings that Ishwara Atma Prakaranam means what? Brahma Atma Prakaranam. Ishwara means here, Brahma Ityarthaha. Brahma Atma Prakaranam. Since Brahma Vidya Pratipaditam, ആത്മ ബ്രഹ്മൈക്യം, ബ്രഹ്മാത്മ ഐക്യം ഈസ് ദ ടീച്ചിംഗ് ഇൻ ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. ദെയർഫോർ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് ബ്രഹ്മാത്മ പ്രകരണം. ആത്മ മീൻസ് ഹിയർ പ്രത്യേകാത്മ, ഈശ്വര മീൻസ് ബ്രഹ്മ. സോ ഐ ദി പ്രത്യേകാത്മ, ദ ഇൻഡിവിജ്വൽ സെൽഫ്, ആം നൺ അതർ ദാൻ ബ്രഹ്മൻ. I, the individual self, am none other than Brahman, the Paramatma. All Upanishads talk about Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Now, we saw in Brahma Sutra also recently, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakhayau, connection is there, Mundaka Upanishad. Just we have entered Mundaka Upanishad. There, ജീവാത്മ പരമാത്മ ഭേദ ഈസ് ഗിവൻ ആൻഡ് അയമാത്മാ ബ്രഹ്മ ജീവാത്മ പരമാത്മ ഐക്യവാക്യം ആൽസോ ദർ ദർ ഇൻ ദ ഉപനിഷത്ത്. നൗ വിച്ച് വൺ ഐ ഹാവ് ടു ടേക്ക്, ഭേദ ആർ അഭേദ? ടെൽ മീ. ജീവാത്മ പരമാത്മ ഭേദ ഈസ് കറക്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് ജീവാത്മ പരമാത്മ അഭേദ നോൺ ഡിഫറൻസ് ഈസ് കറക്റ്റ്. Because both mantras are coming in Upanishad only. Therefore, I am confused. One person is asking, I am confused. One Upanishad says there is a Bheda, Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakhayo. Another Upanishad says, I am Atma, Brahma Iti. Mandukya Upanishad says, Mundaka Mandukya, Yam Yam. Both of them talking differently. Which one I have to take? Please tell me. If you ask, Acharya gives answer, I will tell you how to see the Bheda Vakyams, how to understand Abheda Vakyams. You have to learn properly. Otherwise, you will be confused. So, Bheda Vakyams are there, but they are only for the sake of teaching purpose. They are only for the sake of teaching purpose. It is not wrong. Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakhaya Jivatma is suffering and doing lot of karmas புண்ணிய பாப்ப போக்தா கர்த்தா ஜீவாத்மா வென் உபனிஷத் சேஸ் டோன்ட் டேக் இட் சீரியஸ்லி. இட் இஸ் நாட் ட்ரூ, இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபிகரேட்டிவ். யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஓன்லி அபேத வாக்கியம். அபேத வாக்கியம் இன் தட் ஓன்லி தெர் இஸ் அ தாத்பரியம். தெர் இஸ் நோ தாத்பரியம் இன் பேத வாக்கியம். தட் இஸ் த திங் ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு பிரசன்ட். Before going to see that, Acharya is going to answer. There is a Purapakshi in each shloka, and that dosha he presents and he answers. So four doshas are there in one shloka. Dosha he shows, not in shloka there is a dosha. In thinking pattern of that Purapakshi there is a dosha. If this you have this type of thinking, it is having this type of dosha. That dosha can be removed only by this way of understanding. Therefore he presents his thinking pattern, first dosha, and answer he gives, and the second dosha of his thinking pattern and answer he gives, like that all four shlokas. And let us enter the first shloka. First I give you the what are the four doshas. First one in first shloka, shruti virodha doshaha. Shruti virodha doshaha. Number two in second shloka, nishprayojanatva doshaha. Nishprayojanatva doshaha. Number three, shunyata varnana doshaha. Shunyata varnana doshaha. Number four, this third one comes in third shloka, shunyata varnana dosha. Then fourth shloka, aprasakta pratishedha doshaha. Aprasakta pratishedha doshaha. Shruti virodha doshaha means, if you think in this manner, it is contradictory to shruti teaching. Shruti virodha. Virodha means contradiction. Shruti teaching appears as contradictory, O Purvapakshi, if you think like that. Don't think like that. If you think like that, Shruti virodha comes. Shruti virodha, if you bring, it is a dosha. If your thinking is against to Shruti, Shruti appears contradictory. What is that contradictory? Bhedavakyam also is there. Shruti is talking Abhedavakyam also. Therefore, Shruti is contradicting by itself. That thinking itself is a dosha. Thinking that there is a contradiction in Shruti is wrong thinking. Appa, now I am happy. Thinking that there is a contradiction. What is contradiction? Veda Vakyam is also there. Abheda Vakyam is also there. Veda, that means Upanishad itself is using the Jivatma Paramatma, both are different. Jivatma Paramatma, both are not different. This contradictory teaching is there in the Upanishad. If you think like that is wrong thinking. That is called dosha. There is something wrong in your thinking. That is called Shruti Virodha Doshaha. Shruti never have Virodha. Shruti never talk contradictorily. Therefore, that dosha, your thinking, the defective thinking, you have to correct. Now, what is the second one? Dosha Nishprayojanam. If you look at the Upanishadic statements in that manner, what way you are thinking, Shruti statements will become nishprayojanam, redundant, useless, meaningless, because your wrong thinking making the Upanishadic statements are useless. Aha, what a thinking you are thinking. Such a great thinking, making it Upanishadic statements are useless. Nishprayojana. Prayojana me illiya. Therefore, don't think. If you think wrongly about Upanishad, what will happen? Upanishad statements will become Nishprayojanam. Why Upanishad say like this? Why Upanishad say like this? Nishprayojanama irke. No benefit at all. Therefore, change your thinking pattern. There is Prayojanam in every statement of every mantra. You should see like that. Don't see wrongly, don't think wrongly. If you think wrongly, you see only Nishprayojanam. That is your dosham. What you should see? Every mantra seemingly contradictory, but there is a Prayojanam. That way, this is why we need Shraddha. We need a guru to develop Shraddha, our Shraddha towards Shastra. Otherwise, we blame that Veda teaching, then we are the losers. Shastra Pramanam never have any dosha, no contradiction, no Nishprayojanam statements. All are Prayojanam. There is a Prayojanam, there is a purpose, there is a meaning. Therefore, learn to see that way. அந்த நோக்கத்தையோடு படிக்கணும்னா நோக்கம்னு சொல்லுவோம் இல்லையோ, அப்படி அந்த பர்ஸ்பெக்டிவ் சேஞ்ச், யுவர் பர்ஸ்பெக்டிவ் சேஞ்ச் அலோன் ஹெல்ப்ஸ் யூ டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ப்ராப்பர்லி. ராங் திங்கிங் இஸ் நாட் குட். தென் தேர்ட் ஒன் இஸ் சூன்யதா வர்ணனம். யூ வில் எண்ட் அப் இன் எம்டினஸ், வாய்ட், சூன்யதா. Shastra never encouraged Shunyata. Nihilism. In university language, if you want to know, Shunyata is called Nihilism. Shunyam. You will end up in Shunyam. Shunyata Varnana Doshaha. That Varnanam, description, if you take it as meaningless, any Upanishadic statements, you will end up in Shunyata. That is not correct. Then aprasakta pratishedha doshaha. When it is not necessary, aprasakta, it is not necessary, but Upanishad talks. Why Upanishad talks when it is not necessary? Aprasakta pratishedha, it is also a dosha. That comes in fourth shloka. When it comes, we will see later. Now these are the four doshas. Now you have got the background. Let us enter. I will try my best. I will try my best, all the best for all of you. First shloka, Ishwaratma Prakaranam, 90 page number. Ishwarastedanatma syat நாசாவஸ்மீதி தாரயேத் ஆத்மா சேதீஸ்வரோஸ்மீதி. வித்யா சான்யநிவர்த்திகா நவ. த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தோஷா he is going to rectify. Ishvaraha anatma syat chet. Ishvaraha means Brahma, Brahman. If Brahman is anatma, if Brahman is not atma, Brahman is different from atma, suppose you consider Brahman as other than atma. Ishvaraha means Brahma, anatma syat chet. If you consider, if you think, Ishvaraha Brahma is not atma, whatever is not atma is called what? Anatma. Anatmaha syat, atma na bhavati chet, anatma bhavati. If you take Brahman is anatma, what will happen? Syat asau, asau means Ishvara, Brahma, ஈஸ்வரா அஸ்மி இது கதம் தாரயேத் ஆர் ந தாரயேத். இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் இஃப் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அனாத்மா ஐ கேன் நாட் சே தட் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம். அசௌ ஈஸ்வரா தட் மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மா அஹமஸ்மி இது ந தாரயேத் ந அவதாரயேத். யூ கேன் நெவர் claim that you are Brahman. Why? Brahman is becoming anatma. Anatma syat. If Brahman is anatma, can you say I am Brahman? If you say I am Brahman, you will become what? Anatma. If Brahman, you consider it as anatma, not atma, can you say Brahman ahamasmi? If you consider Brahman as anatma and say Brahma ahamasmi, then you become anatma. You cannot say aham brahma asmi. Asau asmi means Brahma ahamasmi iti. Iti na dharayet kaha mukshu ar sishyaha mukshavaha na dharayet. The desirers of moksha or a sishya who is interested in moksha, he can never or she can never claim I am Brahman. Why? Brahman happens to be anatma. I am happens to be the self, atma. Therefore, and the Brahman enakku vendappa ani solliduvom. Therefore, never consider Brahman as anatma. You have to take Brahman as atma only. Therefore, that Bheda Vakyam, Jeevatma is different, Paramatma is different. If you say, this Jeevatma happens to be the Atma. If this Jeevatma cannot get Aikya Jnanam with that Brahman, I am Atma Brahma, if not get that, this Brahman becomes what? Anatma. And if I am Atma, he is Atma, we can become one and the same. Become means within inverted commas. I can get Aikya Jnanam. Already I am the Atma. If I don't consider Brahman as Atma, it is as good as considering Brahman as Anatma. If Brahman is Anatma, where is the question of Aikya? Why I want to associate with or identical with Anatma Brahman? I am already happened to be Atma. I don't want to get oneness with non-self Brahman. Non-self Brahman is nonsense. Is it not? Non-self Brahman, I don't want. Why, you know? Anatma is that which is jadam. Therefore, I don't want to be such non-self Brahman. If I want to be identical with Brahman, that Brahman must be Atma only. Then I can say, hi Brahman, you are also Atma, I am also Atma. Let us have joint venture. You are also Atma, I am also Atma. Both of us are one and the same. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி மகாவாக்கியம், அயமாத்மா பிரம்ம மகாவாக்கியம், ஆர் எனி மகாவாக்கியம் ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர், எனி மகாவாக்கியம் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் வாட்? ஜீவாத்மா பரமாத்மா ஐக்கியம். தேர்ஃபோர் பிரம்மன் மஸ்ட் பி ஆத்மா ஓன்லி. சோ வாட் நா? சோ நான்யோதோஸ்தி திரஷ்டா, நான்யோதோஸ்தி மந்தா, நான்யோதோஸ்தி விஜ்ஞாதா. பிருஹதாரண்யகோபநிஷத் சேஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோ ஒன் அதர் தேன் மீ தி திரஷ்டா. நத்திங் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் அதர் தேன் த சீயர். தி சீயர் இஸ் த பிரம்மன், த நோவர் இஸ் த பிரம்மன், த திங்கர் இஸ் த பிரம்மன், ந அன்யஹா அஸ்தி. இஸ் ஆல் மகாவாக்கியம். So many mahavakyams comes from sayaschayam purushe yaschasa vaditye sayekaha sayekaha sayevamvit. ఆల్సో తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్తు, బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్తు, ఛాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్తు, సో మెనీ మహావాక్యాస్, మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్తు, సో మెనీ మహావాక్యంస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ వాట్, ఐఎమ్ నాన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఐ ఆమ్ ఈజ్ ద సెల్ఫ్, వాట్ వి యూస్ మై సెల్ఫ్, మై సెల్ఫ్ దట్ మీన్స్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద సెల్ఫ్, ఐ ఆమ్ ద ఆత్మ. ఇంగ్లీష్ సంస్కృతం ఒరే మాదిరి ఇక్కడ, ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మ, ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మ. మాండుక్య మహావాక్యం ఇంగ్లీష్ ఐఆమ్ ఆత్మ, బోత్ ఆర్ ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ వైజ్ సేమ్, ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మ, ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మ. దే మైట్ హావ్ కాపీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్, ఐఎమ్ ఆత్మ. సో లుక్ ఇన్ టు ద శ్లోక. ఈశ్వర, నౌ నౌ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు యూజ్ వర్డ్ ఈశ్వర, బ్రహ్మ, బ్రహ్మన్, ఇన్ఫినిట్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఆత్మ అనాత్మ స్యాత్ చేత్, ఇఫ్ యు కన్సిడర్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ అనాత్మ, నాన్ సెల్ఫ్, దెన్ అసౌ ఈశ్వర అహం అస్మి ఇతి, అస్మి ఇస్ దేర్ యు హావ్ టు సప్లై అహం, అహం అస్మి ఇతి శిష్య కథం అవధారయేత్, కథం యు హావ్ టు సప్లై, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్. హౌ వన్ క్యాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ అవధారయేత్, ధారయేత్ మీన్స్ అవధారయేత్ ఆర్ విజానీయాత్, హౌ వన్ క్యాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్, వన్ క్యాన్ క్లెయిమ్ అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి ఇతి, ఇఫ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాన్ సెల్ఫ్. దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్సో ఇఫ్ హీ ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్, హీ ఆర్ షీ ఇట్ ఐ డు నాట్ నో, సో బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్, ఐ కెన్ సే ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో బ్రహ్మన్ బికాస్ బ్రహ్మన్ హ్యాపెన్స్ టు బి ద సెల్ఫ్, సిన్స్ ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో ద సెల్ఫ్ ఆత్మ, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐక్యం జ్ఞానం వెల్కమ్. వై సెకండ్ లైన్, ఆత్మా చేత్ ఈశ్వర అస్మి ఇతి, ఇఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ, ఆత్మ ఈశ్వర చేత్, ఆత్మ ఈశ్వర చేత్ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్, ఇఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ చేత్, ప్రీవియస్ లైన్ వాట్ అనాత్మ చేత్ అసో అస్మి ఇతి నా అవధారయేత్, ఆత్మ ఇది చేత్ అస్మి ఇతి, అస్మి ఇతి ఈశ్వర అహమస్మి ఇతి, బ్రహ్మ అహమస్మి ఇతి, అస్మి ఇతి ఇన్ ఇన్వర్టెడ్ కామాస్ యు హావ్ టు పుట్ అస్మి ఇతి, అస్మి ఇతి విద్య సా విద్య అన్య నివర్తిక, దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. సా విద్య, సా విద్య మీన్స్ కా విద్య, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ విద్య, దట్ నాలెడ్జ్, దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ అహమస్మి ఇతి జ్ఞానం, అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి ఇతి జ్ఞానం, అహం ఐ అస్మి ఐమ్ బ్రహ్మ బ్రహ్మన్, ఐ ఆమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద బెనిఫిట్ యు నో, అన్య నివర్తిక, అన్య మీన్స్ జీవత్వం, అబ్రహ్మత్వం, సంసారిత్వం, సో మెనీ యూ కెన్ డూ యువర్ హోంవర్క్. ఓకే, జీవత్వం ఫైనిట్యూడ్ లిమిటేషన్ డిఫెక్టివ్నెస్ ఆల్ దీస్, జీవత్వం అబ్రహ్మత్వం సంసారిత్వం కర్తృత్వం భోక్తృత్వం పెరిగే లిస్టే ఇరుకం, ఆల్ దీస్ నివర్తిక, నివర్తిక మీన్స్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్, సా విద్య మీన్స్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్, అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి ఇతి విద్య జ్ఞానం నివర్తిక. అన్య, అన్య మీన్స్ వాట్, దట్ అబ్రహ్మత్వం, బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్, అబ్రహ్మత్వం ఈజ్ ఫైనైట్. సో ఆపోజిట్ టు బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అబ్రహ్మత్వం, ఆపోజిట్ టు బ్రహ్మత్వం ఈజ్ జీవత్వం. ఐ ఆమ్ బ్రహ్మన, ఐఎమ్ జీవన, జీవన్ అని చెన్నానే కన్ఫైన్డ్, కన్ఫైన్డ్ రిస్ట్రెయిన్డ్ లిమిటెడ్ రిస్ట్రిక్షన్ ఈజ్ దేర్. అన్య అబ్రహ్మత్వ నివర్తిక నెగేటెడ్, నివర్తిక భవేత్, భవేత్ abrahmatva nivartika bhavet. When Brahman is Atma, I am also Atma, then I can say I am Brahman. Since Brahman is infinite, limitless, eternal, I also can claim eternal, limitless, infinite. Why? I am Brahman, therefore I am also infinite. So all this limitation will go away. If Brahman is not Atma, I cannot claim as Brahman. Therefore, my limitation will continue as finitude continues, as Jiva I continue, my suffering continues, and I can never get moksha. Get within inverted commas. I can never claim I am Brahman, I can never be liberated. So for my liberation, Brahman must be what? Brahman always must be Atma only. அப்போ தான் ஐடென்டிட்டி வரும். அவன் அனாத்மா பண்ணிட்டான். சோ மை ஃபைனிட்யூட் கண்டினியூஸ், பிரம்மன் கண்டினியூஸ் ஆஸ் அனாத்மா. அவர் ஒரு நான் செல்ஃப் பிகம்ஸ் நான் சென்ஸ், தென் ஐ பிகம் ஃபைனிட்யூட், ஐ ஆம் யூஸ்லெஸ். சோ வாட் சம்சார யூ ஆர் பர்பெச்சுவேட்டிங் கண்டினியூயிங். தேர்ஃபோர் நெவர் சீ த பேத வாக்கியம்ஸ் ஆஸ் அல்டிமேட். Why you are thinking about Dvasuparna, Dvasuparna all the time? Some problem. So where you have to see Aikya Vakya Eva Drishtihina. Aikya Vakya. Wherever the Tatparyam, Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam comes, there only you must focus. Not on Bheda Vakyam. Don't give importance to Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samaveta, Yuchavaha. We are not interested in that story part of Mahabharata. We are interested in what? Nasato vidyate bhavaha, nabhavo vidyate sataha, karmanya karmaya spashyet. Like that you have to see. Bhagavad Gita anna enna gnapaka irukkanna, pancha janyam rishikesha. Sila pere kandha slokam dhaan gnapaka irukkum. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Anna madri slokam anna manasila varanam. Clear. So don't focus on Bheda Vakyam. Jivatma, Paramatma, Bedham, Astiva, Nava, Abhedama, correct. Idella enduku sandeham varudhu unakku? If it is Bhedam, you are the self. If you are the self, Brahman will become non-self. Brahman becomes non-self, you can never claim I am Brahman. Then Upanishad Vakyams will become Nishprayojanam. First Virodha is what? Shruti Virodha comes. Shruti Virodha is what now? Understand? If you don't understand the Brahman as Atma Swarupam, Brahman will become Anatma. Upanishad never said that Brahman is Anatma. Isn't it? Tatu Tvam Asi. You are that Brahman. You the Atma Swarupam is that Atma of Brahman. That means Brahman is also Atma Swarupam. Your nature is also Atma Swarupam. There is no Shruti Virodha. If you see Mahavakya in this manner, there is no Shruti Virodha. If you don't see in this manner, Bheda if you see, you consider you are the self and Brahman will be the non-self, there is a contradiction comes. Shruti Virodha comes. That is not correct. That is the meaning of this shloka. Next shloka. So sa vidya anya nivartika. This is the benefit, prayojanam of this knowledge. Your finitude, your individuality, your limitation, all can be negated by aikya jnanam. Aikya jnanam means what? I am Atma Brahma. I am the Atma is Brahma. Means Brahman also must be Atma. Brahman cannot be Anatma. Therefore, Atma is Sat Chit Ananda Swarupaha Ahamasmi. Atma Tve Sati Nar. If I am Atma, it comes in Akshara Brahmanam, Gargi Brahmanam. He is going to quote the mantra. Next mantra, shloka. We will read.
శ్లోక నెంబర్ 2. ఆత్మనోన్యస్యతే ధర్మాః అస్థూలత్వాదయో మతాః అజ్ఞేయత్వేస్య కిం తైస్యాత్ ఆత్మత్వేహ్యన్యధీన్హుతిః
హకార అండ్ నకార అండ్ ఉకార హునుతిహి. నౌ ద సెకండ్ దోష అభేదే ఏవ వేదాంతస్య తాత్పర్యం. ఇన్ అభేద ఓన్లీ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ తాత్పర్య పర్పోర్ట్. తాత్పర్యం మీన్స్ పర్పోర్ట్. That is the main teaching. What is the second dosha? Nishprayojanatva dosha. Upanishad says, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in Akshara Brahmanam, Brahman is asthulam, ananu, ahrasvam, adirgham, alohitam, achayam. Like that, Upanishad describes the Brahma Lakshana. Brahman is not small, not big. Brahman is not short, not long. Like that, all opposites. No? Brahman is neither this nor that. Both attributes are negated. Asthulam, ananu. It is not big. Sthulam unna big. Ananu. Anu means small. Brahman is neither big nor small. స్థూలం మీన్స్ బిగ్. ఇఫ్ యు సే బిగ్, బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ బిగ్. బృహత్తమత్వాత్ బ్రహ్మ. బృహధాతు బిగ్ ఇత్యర్థః. బిగ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ స్మాల్ అన్నారు ఆయన. ఇఫ్ యు సే బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ స్మాల్, బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ బిగ్. ఎవ్రీ అడ్జెక్టివ్ ఈస్ ఇండికేటింగ్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ దాట్. ఇఫ్ యు సే ఐఎమ్ టాల్ మీన్స్ వాట్? నాట్ షార్ట్. ఎనీ అడ్జెక్టివ్ if you use, you are negating the opposite attribute. I am not short. I am thin means I am not fat. If you say I am fat, I am not thin. So one adjective if you use opposite of that guna or attribute, you are without seeing you are negating. Yes, like that if you say Brahman is అణు, ఇఫ్ ఎనీ సే దట్ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ స్మాల్, దట్ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ బిగ్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ స్మాల్ అంటున్న బ్రహ్మ బికమ్ సగుణం. సో ఇఫ్ యూ నో 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 బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ స్మాల్, దట్ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ బిగ్. బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ స్థూలం? నో నో నో, బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ స్థూలం. అస్థూలం నస్థూలం అస్థూలం. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ బిగ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ స్మాల్. See, anything can be either big or small. You have to see either one of these. But Upanishad says, Brahman is not big, neither big nor small. Suppose medium size also. No, not even medium size. What size? No size. No size. Who will grasp this Brahman? What is the use of knowing this? See, if I don't know about one person at all, and this person coming and talking about that person, you know that person is very tall and very charming, very handsome. I don't know who is that person, isn't it? I don't know who is that person also. You are go on praising, talking and giving his all attributes. He is very tall, he is very charming, he is very handsome, he is very well educated and very knowledgeable. What for? Enak enna prayojanam? Aale theriyadu. What are all attributes I am going to do with that? I don't want those attributes. Like that, Purapakshi is asking a question. Purapakshi asking, Upanishad is telling, Asthulam, Ananu, Akhrasvam, it is not short, Adirgham, it is not long. So first, Brahmane teriyadu enakku. And the description madri. Aale teriyadu. I do not know any that person. Who is that person? You are giving, go on giving description. ఎనకు తలవలి వరుమా వరాదా? డెఫినెట్లీ ఐ విల్ గెట్ హెడేక్. if you describe anything what I know, I also can enjoy with you, I can join with you and I can clap also. But you are talking something which I do not know. By listening about that entity and description of that entity, what am I going to get? What am I going to get? Which I do not know. Upanishad is talking about Brahman. What description? Astulam ananu yattadadresham agraham agotram avarnam achakshustrotram nantah pragnam navaish pragnam novayatapagam. Yaarukku venum? இந்த பிரம்மனே தெரியாது எனக்கு, யாருக்கு வேணும்? நிஷ்பிரயோஜனம். திஸ் இஸ் த பூர்வபக்ஷி திங்கிங், நாட் வேதாந்தின் திங்கிங். பூர்வபக்ஷி திங்ஸ், சின்ஸ் ஐ டு நாட் நோ வாட் இஸ் பிரம்மன், இட் இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், வாட் இஸ் த யூஸ் ஆஃப் தட் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன்? தென் அக்னிவல்கர் சேஸ் டு கார்கி இன் அக்ஷர பிராமணம், ஹே கார்கி, ஓதஸ்ச ப்ரோதஸ்ச அக்ஷரம் பிரம்ம ஈஸ் பர்வேடிங் இன்டர்ட்வைன், ஓதஸ்ச ப்ரோதஸ்ச இன்டர்ட்வைன் இன் எவ்ரி திங், பிரம்மன் ஈஸ் இன்டர்ட்வைன் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா. லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. ஆத்மனஹ அன்யஸ்ய. Now, first line, second half. Asthulam asthulatvadayo matah. Tvaya. Purapakshin, we are asking. Tvaya mata. By you. If you think like this. What? Asthulatvadayaha. Asthulam adipadat. Asthulam ananu. Akhrasvam adirgham. This is the description given by Agnivalkya in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. There is in footnote, you can see, 388, third chapter, 8th Brahmanam, 8th mantra. Asthula adayaha means all other. So many words Upanishad use in that mantra, not one or two. You can take other mantras also, where அகோத்திரம் அவர்ணம் அச்சு ஸ்ரோத்ரம், ஆல் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன்ஸ். ஆத்மனஹ அன்யஸ்ய தர்மாஹ சேத் த்வயா மதா. இஃப் யூ கன்சிடர் தீஸ் அஸ்தூலத்வாதி தர்மாஹ, வேர் உபனிஷத் இஸ் டாக்கிங், பிருஹதாரண்யகோபனிஷத் யாக்ஞவல்க்யா டாக்கிங் டு கார்கி, அஸ்து ஹே கார்கி, பிரம்மன் இஸ் அஸ்தூலம் அனனு அஹ்ரஸ்வம் அதீர்கம் இஸ் டெல்லிங். திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆத்மனஹ அன்யஸ்ய, தட் பிரம்மன் ஹூ இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா, சப்போஸ் பிகாஸ் அனாத்மா வி சா இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ், இஃப் தோஸ் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் பிலாங் டு ஆத்மா, ஆத்மனஹ அன்யஸ்ய தர்மாஹ அஸ்தூலத்வாதயஹ தர்மாஹ ஆத்மனஹ அன்யஸ்ய தர்மாஹ சேத். அகைன் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை தர்மாஹ. ஆத்மனஹ அன்யஸ்ய தர்மாஹ சேத், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரம்ம வர்ணனம். திஸ் பிரம்ம வர்ணனம், டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன், எத்தத் அத்ரேஷம், தோஸ் வர்ணனம்ஸ், ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் தர்மாஹ அஸ்தூலத்வாதயஹ மதாஹ அக்னேயத்வே அஸ்ய கிம் தைஹி ஸ்யாத். அக்னேயத்வே, பிகாஸ் ஐ டு நாட் நோ அபவுட் தட் பிரம்மன். தைஹி மீன்ஸ் தட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். அஸ்தூலத்வாதய தைஹி, பை தோஸ் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், தேர் நாலேஜ். அஸ்ய தைஹி அக்னேயத்வே, அக்னேயத்வே மீன்ஸ் அப்ரமேயத்வே. அப்ரமேயத்வே மீன்ஸ் தட் பிரம்மன் ஹூ இஸ் நாட் பிரமேயம், இட் இஸ் நாட் ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபயபிள், இட் இஸ் நாட் நோன், இட் இஸ் நாட் நோவபிள். அக்னேயத்வே பிரம்மணஹா ஸ்யாத் தைஹி கிம் பிரயோஜனம், வாட் இஸ் பெனிஃபிட் ஃபார் மீ பை நோயிங் த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் லைக் அஸ்தூலம் அனனு எக்ஸெட்ரா எக்ஸெட்ரா. They are all belong to unknown Brahman. వాట్ ఆమ్ ఐ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్. ఆత్మనః అన్యస్య, దే ఆర్ నాట్ బిలాంగ్ టు మీ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. If they are different, they belong to Brahman. Which Brahman? I do not know. I know about myself only. Which Brahman? I do not know. Why Upanishad gives the description? If you do think like that, Mata, Taihi, afterwards, Kim Syat Taihi, by those descriptions, descriptive words, what am I going to get? What is the benefit? If you say that, Atmatyehi, Anya Anyadhi Snutihi. This is the answer by Acharya. Atmatve Anya Dhi Snutihi. Atmatve means here Atmatve Sati. Once this Jiva, here lot of clarity required. This Jiva, individual, thinking I am small, jivatva is there, lot of finitude is there, limitation is there, I am punyavan, papavan, I have karma, I am a karta, I am a bhokta, I am a sufferer, I am suffering, lot of problems are there. So looking down upon oneself, if I recognize I am Brahman, Which Brahman is neither big nor small? Which Brahman is inside, not inside or outside? Which Brahman is all pervasive? Which Brahman? Those descriptions of Brahman, I can identify. My limitation will go away. When, if I recognize that Brahman is Atma, I am the Atma. Since Brahman is asthulam ananu akhrasvam adirgham, I am also asthulam ananu akhrasvam. Because I am thinking I am anu, I am a small fellow, I am a small employee. These are all attributes I am attributing to myself. Even Guru says you are the adhisthanam, you are the substratum, nana, substratum. I don't know anything, I can't remember anything, my eyes are not functioning, my ears are not functioning, I cannot walk, I cannot get up, if I sit, I cannot get up, if I get up, I cannot sit. Such inferiority complex jiva, that jivatvam, anutvam, kharsvatvam, all these dirghatvam, whatever limitations. I am not fair, I am tall, I am not having this, I am too tall and a problem, too short a problem. So all limitations only namak ella koraida theriyum namma patti munak enna theriyum enna patti, I have lot of korai. Appo and korai and the thought poganum anna and the brahman atma asthulam ananu sonna nanu and the brahman da appo nanu అస్థూలం అనను అక్షస్వం అదీర్ఘం అలోహితం అచ్చాయం. సో ఐ ఆమ్ డిఫెక్ట్ ఫ్రీ అప్పుడు చొల్లలాం. అదుకాహ ఈవెన్ దో బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ ప్రమేయం, బ్రహ్మన్ కెనాట్ బి ఆబ్జెక్టిఫైడ్ త్రూ ఎ ప్రమాణ, దిస్ ప్రమాత ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ద బ్రహ్మన్. హుచ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అస్థూలం అనను అక్షస్వం. Then when I get a Mahavakya Jnanam, Aham Brahma Asmi. All these limitations removed. And that is what here he says, Dihnutihi. That wrong notion, misconception will go away. Jivatva. Here, Anya means Jivatva. Dihnutihi. Wrong notion, misconception. అజ్ఞాత బ్రహ్మవర్ణనం జీవత్వ పరిచ్ఛిన్న, ఫర్ ద డిస్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ జీవ పరిచ్ఛిన్నత, టు రిమూవ్ ద లిమిటేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ జీవ, ఫర్ దట్ సేక్ అజ్ఞాత బ్రహ్మవర్ణనం. ఈవెన్ దో దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అజ్ఞాతం, టుమారో ఇట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ జ్ఞానం. ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. சோ பிரம்மன் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷனாலே தெரிஞ்சு வச்சுட்டேன் நான் முன்னாடியே. என்ன என்ன பிரம்ம வர்ணனம்? அஸ்தூலம் அனனு அஹஸ்வம் நாந்த பிரக்னம் ந பகிஷ் பிரக்னம் அந்த பிரம்மன் நான் தான். இப்ப அதெல்லாம் எனக்கு வந்துடும். ஆல் தோஸ் தி கிரேட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், அட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், தே ஆர் நாட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். தட்ஸ் அல்ல நஞ்சு. நாட் திஸ், நாட் திஸ், நாட் திஸ். தட்ஸ் ஐ நச்ச பிராண சங்கினோ நவை பஞ்ச வாயுஹோ அப்ராணோ சமனா சுப்ரஹா. முண்டகோபனிஷத்தோன் இட் கம்ஸ். அப்ராணஹா அமனஹா I am mindless. I am pranaless. So these are all descriptions of Brahman. If I am Brahman, aham brahmasmi, I am also apranaha, amanaha. If prana irunda, pranam vaangare, pranam vaangare nu sollum. If I am pranaless, no pranam vaangrade problem e kediyadu. Amanaha, this thinking thane problem, mind thane problem. If I am amanaha, no mind problem. Mental problems are also not there. I am free from mental problems. So, Nutihi, Hnutihi, not. Anya, Dihnutihi, Jeevatva, Bhavana is negated. This is the benefit of that Brahma Jnanam. Next Shloka. Shloka number 3. Page number 91. மித்யாத்யாஸ நிஷேதார்த்தம் ததோ ஸ்தூலாதி க்ருஹ்யதாம் பரத்ர சே நிஷேதார்த்தம் சூன்யதா வர்ணனம் ஹி தத். If you say that Brahman, I do not know why this description asthulam, ananu, ashrasvam, adirgham, unknown Brahman, who wants those descriptions? If you say like that, nishprayojana doshaha, that is the second dosha, nishprayojanatva doshaha. So that statements of Upanishad becomes meaningless. Therefore that meaningless ness should not come to the Vedic statement. What is that? And the Brahmane theriyad enakku and the asthulam ananu patti yaarukku venum nu sonniye apdi sollade. Knowing about that Brahman is necessary because tomorrow you are going to claim that you are that Brahman. Pramata alone is that Brahman, the knower is Brahman. Therefore that Brahman description comes to you only, your description only. Clear? Are they meaningless, useless? They are useful. Prayojanam asti. Now in this shloka he presents another dosha, that is shunyata varnana doshaha. He is going to remove that dosha. What is that? Now மித்யா அத்யாஸ நிஷேதார்த்தம் ததஹ அஸ்தூலாதி க்ருஹ்யதாம். திஸ் அஸ்தூலம் அனனு ஹஸ்ரஸ்வம், ஆல் திஸ் ஆர், திஸ் இஸ் கொஞ்சம் டெக்னிக்கல். பிரம்மன் இஸ் டு பி அ பிரமேயம், ஐ நீட் எ பிரமாணம். பிரமாணம் ஹேஸ் டு பி யூஸ்டு. மானாதீனா மேய சித்திஹீன. மானாதீனா மீன்ஸ் பிரமாணாதீனா. பிரமாணாதீனா பிரமேய சித்திஹி. இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு நோ திஸ் கிளிப், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரமேயம். யூ கேன் நோ த்ரூ பிரமாணம் த்ரூ யுவர் ஐஸ். சோ எவ்ரி பிரமேயம் ப்ரீ சப்போசஸ் பிரமாணம். பிரமேய ஜானம் கம்ஸ் வென் தெர் இஸ் பிரமாணம். மானம் மீன்ஸ் பிரமாணம், மேய சித்தி மீன்ஸ் பிரமேய சித்தி. பிரமாணம் இஸ் யூஸ்டு டு கெட் தி நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் பிரமேயம். without pramanam, pramaya jnanam is not possible. That is called mana dhina. Adhina means dependent. Every pramaya jnanam is dependent on pramanam. Every pramaya jnanam is dependent on pramanam. So therefore we say pramanadhina prameya siddhihi. Existence of a thing, if you want to talk existence of a thing as an object, you must use some pramanam. Either shabda pramanam also, chakshu pramanam or shrotra pramanam, shabda pramanam or newspaper pramanam also, words also sometimes pramanam. ஏதோ ஒரு பிரமாணம் இருந்தாதான் பிரமேயத்தை தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும். யார் தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும்? பிரமாதா. பிரமாதா பிரமாணத்தினால் பிரமேயத்தை அறியலாம், அறிந்து கொள்ளலாம். கரெக்டா? அறிந்து கொள்ளலாம். சோ பிரமாதா தி சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் டிபெண்டன்ட் அப்பான் சம் ஒன் பிரமாணம் ஆர் அதர். To know sounds, I the pramata hearer depend upon shrotra indriyam pramanam. I the hearer depending upon shrotra indriyam pramanam to hear or to see? To hear sounds. Sounds come under prameyam. Similarly, I the pramata want to see some objects, flowers, colors or forms. I use the சக்ஷுரிந்திரியம் பிரமாணம், பிரமா கரணம் பிரமாணம். த்ரூ ஹிச் பிரமாணம் ஐ கெட் நாலேஜ். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் யூ ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் நவ்? பிரமாதா நோஸ் பிரமேயம் த்ரூ பிரமாணம். வித்தவுட் பிரமாணம் பிரமேயம் கெனாட் பி நோன். பிரமேயம் கெனாட் பி நோன். தேர் ஃபார் நவ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ், தி பூர்வபக்ஷி அப்ஜெக்ஷன் இஸ், Brahman is not available for any pramanam. Brahman is not available for any pramanam. Enna achakshu, asrotram, apani, apadam. No instrument at all. No instrument can function. So I cannot know Brahman at all. Then what is the use of that Brahman? So such a Brahman is not there now. That varnanam, Brahma varnanam, it ends in what? See, Brahman asthulam ananu akhrasma adirgham, description. Can I know that Brahman through any means of knowledge? Tell me now. That is why I say Brahman is not there. Yaar solra? Purvapakshi. Aidi pramata, subject want to know Brahman, Brahman description is given, cannot be known through any pramanam. All pramanams are ruled out. How can I know that pramana rahita prameyam Brahman? Therefore Brahman is not a prameya vastu. Priyada, Brahman is not a prameya vastu. Brahman can become a prameya vastu when the pramata use a pramanam. Why Brahman is aprameyam? Priyada, ipo Brahman is aprameyam because no pramana is utilized to know Brahman as a prameyam. Therefore Brahman is aprameyam. Pramana is not available. So what? So what? Upanishad says, Shankaracharya says, Brahman happens to be you the param pramata. No pramanam is required. Don't consider Brahman as a prameyam object, third entity to know. That is mithya adhyasa. You have to remove your adhyasa, otherwise you end up in shunyata. Then Brahman cannot be known. Therefore Brahman is not there. Everything is shunyam. You also become shunyam. Shastra says, you the pramata alone happens to be Brahman. What pramanam you require to know that Brahman as a prameyam? You the pramata happens to be Brahman. You don't require any pramanam because you are self-evident. Swaprakashaha. Swaprakashaha means you are self-evident. you are self evident, you are not depending upon any pramanam to know yourself. That Brahman is not a prameya vastu, Brahman happens to be you yourself, therefore we don't require any pramanam. Daniki diniki saripoyindi.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.